how cyberspace is becoming the new battleground in the war to bring the lowest prices to consumers. That's coming up on This Land of Ours. The days of cutting coupons are slowly becoming a thing of the past, thanks to the technological advances of the internet, smartphones, and apps. When it comes to how we buy our groceries, there's also another thing that's about to become the next big trend in supermarkets.
Putting their prices online.
John Hauptman is a supermarket consultant. He told an agriculture department foreman that this hasn't caught on in this country yet. But in the United Kingdom, the major chains publish their prices online. Every item, every day, for everyone to see, including the competition.
So that has tremendous implications.
And here's one of them. In the UK, there are three big chains, Asda, Tesco, and Sainsbury. Apparently, Sainsbury was falling behind its competitors, but they started using the published prices, which helped them come up with something called brand match.
When a shopper checks out of a Sainsbury store, they get a notice. It tells them not only what the price was for that basket of items at Sainsbury that day,
but also what the price would be either higher or lower at the other supermarkets. If the Sainsbury price is lower, customers happy.
However, if that basket would have been cheaper at either Tesco or Asda, they instantly get a coupon for the difference that they can use at Sainsbury on a future visit.
Now that's a deal. And Hauptman says we can look for online prices and that sort of thing in this land of ours, fairly soon. I'm Daniel Lee, sitting in today for Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.